Well, here in this province, we're reporting 3,827 new vaccinations administered over the past 7 days for a total of 20,285 doses given. More details are expected tomorrow on the vaccination rollout phases 2 and 3, and we'll bring you that as well as soon as it breaks. But at yesterday's provincial COVID-19 update, VOCM's Richard Duggan asked questions surrounding the vaccine plan, COVID cases at St. Clair's, and those not abiding by special measures. Here's some of what they had to say.
Dr. Fitzgerald, you revealed a little while ago that our vaccination plan for phase 2 and 3 will be released on Friday. We've heard numerous concerns from people about vaccine priorities. Just wondering if you could speak to how comprehensive of a plan will this be, and how well do you believe it addresses some of the many concerns that we've heard?
So the first thing we have to remember with any of our vaccine plans is that, you know, they are contingent on supply. And they're also contingent on recommendations with regard to dosing intervals and dosing schedules. So we have to bear that in mind. As of right now, I think, you know, the information that we have in this plan will be able to give people a sense of where they fit in that plan allow people to sort of govern themselves accordingly. I think people will be able to see where they fit.
Thank you. And there are a lot of questions circulating about the situation at St. Clair's. Eastern Health got back to VOCM News a little while ago and said that for privacy reasons that they couldn't provide specifics on the spread there. What specific information can you tell us about what's going on at St. Clair's? As I'm sure you can appreciate, there's lots of worry out there about spread within the hospital and the implications of that.
I'll take this one if nobody minds. There is no outbreak at St. Clair. There are cases of positive patients with COVID who in actual fact were admitted for other reasons than COVID. The method of how they got the disease is not clear for some of them, and it's still currently under investigation. It is, however, contained. There's been no evidence from public health or infection prevention and control of any escape, and there is no outbreak at St. Clair's. And I think that latter is really important to emphasise so that people have confidence should they need to visit St. Clair's as patients or for urgent services.
RMC on the West Coast have said that they're investigating numerous reports of people not following special measures orders. Dr. Fitzgerald, how concerning is it for you to hear about this, and what's your message to people who now still over 10 days in are throwing rules to the wayside?
It is concerning that people, you know, may not believe that the risk here, that the risk is what it is. And I think, you know, there's a process in place if people aren't following the rules, and I think that process has to be followed. But I would urge everybody to think about what we're doing here, what we're trying to do. We're trying to make sure that people stay safe. We want to keep people from getting sick with COVID, from staying at a hospital. So it's really important for people to follow those recommendations and make sure you keep your bubble as small as you can and keep your contacts as low as possible and make sure you're wearing your mask and keeping your distance and all those things that we've been recommending at level 5.
And I've received a couple questions regarding Indigenous seniors who are living in more urbanized areas such as St. John. Where do they fall in the vaccine rollout, and how are we ensuring proper access for them?
So certainly, as with the NACI guidelines, those people are recognized in phase 2 or stage 2 of the NACI guidelines. And certainly that's we're taking that strongly into consideration, and we'll have more information on Friday when our plan rolls out. We do have outreach in those communities, so we are able to make those connections when we need to.
Are we still making use of the rapid tests at this point? And if so, do we have any numbers related to how many we're going through?
I will have to get that information for you, Richard. My understanding is that there is some rapid testing being done. I'm just not sure how much at the moment.